Okay, so let's dive in. We've got these materials here, basically educational guides, right, for cloud security sales teams.
That's it. Really designed to get them fully up to speed on penetration testing.
Covering the business case, the tech side, how it's done.
Yeah, the whole picture, how it works, how it's executed, and crucially, how to talk about its value.
Right. So our plan for this deep dive is pretty straightforward. Pull out the key stuff, the insights, the numbers that really stand out in these guides.
Exactly. So you can quickly get what penetration testing is all about, why it matters, and, the real business impact without reading everything yourself.
And what jumps out immediately is the why. It's not just tech for tech's sake, is it?
Not at all. The guides are clear. There are like four main drivers pushing organizations towards this. You've got risk management, compliance needs.
Compliance is a big one.
Huge. Then there's building customer trust, protecting the brand, and maybe surprisingly significant cost savings.
And the potential costs if things go wrong are just wow. They mentioned the average breach cost globally.
Yeah, $4.88 million for 2024. That's average. Think about that.
And the chance of it happening isn't trivial either. One guide mentioned, what, 74% of large UK businesses had a breach last year?
74%. That's a high probability of a multi-million dollar problem.
Which leads straight back to compliance, I guess.
Definitely. The guides list all the usual suspects: PCI DSS for payments, Action IPA, GDPR, SOC2, ISO 27001.
Right.
Many of these basically require or strongly push for regular testing, and nobody wants those fines, especially GDPR. Was it up to 17.5 million pounds?
Ouch. Okay, so avoiding pain is one thing, but the guides also made a strong case for positive ROI, right? Can you talk about that? Some examples sounded pretty dramatic.
They really push the ROI angle. They show examples where tests costing, say, 3,000 pounds, maybe up to 50,000 pounds, can generate returns in the thousands of percent.
How?
Well, think about it. If a 50,000-pound test prevents just one average breach, let's use their figure of 4.53 million PAR for a specific scenario, the return is enormous.
Okay, yeah, that math works.
And they also contrast finding a vulnerability early, maybe 500 pounds to fix in development, versus potentially 500,000 pounds after a breach, plus damages.
So being proactive pays off, literally.
Demonstrably. One source mentioned proactive testing cuts average breach cost by about $2.2 million. It's significant.
Okay, the why and the ROI are crystal clear. Let's shift to the what. What is pen testing, technically speaking? The guides break down different types.
They do, yeah. They cover the main areas: web applications, mobile apps, network infrastructure testing.
And people too, right? Social engineering.
Yep, social engineering gets a mention. Testing that human factor. Each type targets different potential weaknesses.
And the approach changes based on what the tester knows beforehand.
Exactly. You've got black box tester needs nothing, like a real external hacker. Then white box, full internal knowledge, source code, everything.
More like an insider threat assessment, maybe?
Sort of, yeah. But the most common, apparently preferred by about two-thirds of the market, is gray box. It's a mix.
A balance.
Right. Gives you some realism, but also better coverage than pure black box, usual.
Now, this next point seemed really important in the guides. Pen testing isn't just running a scanner, is it?
No, absolutely not. That's a key takeaway. Scans find potential issues, loads of them maybe.
Like hundreds sometimes.
It could be. But the real value of the pen test, the human element, is proving if those are actually exploitable, manual validation. The guide suggested maybe only 10 or 15 out of 100-plus scan findings might be truly critical and exploitable.
So it's about filtering the noise and finding the real danger.
Exactly. And putting it in business context. They also touch on timelines, maybe 4 to 6 weeks for a network test, 3 to 4 for web app, typical ranges.
Yeah.
And PTES penetration testing as a service is mentioned as a growing trend for more continuous testing.
Makes sense. And finally, the report. For sales teams, what makes a good report, according to these guides?
It's got to connect back to the business. Clear executive summary for the bosses, findings explained with business impact, links to compliance needs.
And crucially, how to fix things.
Absolutely. Clear, actionable remediation steps. It's not just a list of problems. It should be a roadmap for improvement. Understanding who you're talking to, the CISO, the compliance officer, IT, the CFO, and tailoring that value message is key.
Okay, let's wrap this up then. This deep dive into these sales guides really shows penetration testing isn't just a nice to have, it's driven by hard realities. Managing risk, meeting compliance, building trust.
And achieving real cost savings. That ROI potential, preventing multi-million pound breaches with, comparatively modest test investments is incredibly compelling.
And knowing the different test types, web, mobile, network, and approaches, black, gray, white box, helps you get the right kind of test.
Critically, remember, it's more than scanning. It's about proving exploitability and getting a report that bridges the gap between technical findings and business action.
So here's something for you to think about. We heard that high probability 74% of large UK firms breached last year. We saw the clear ROI from proactive testing in these guides. So how should an organization really weigh the cost of doing a pen test against the potentially massive cost, disruption, and reputational damage of not doing one?